All right, everyone, get ready for a deep dive. We're jumping into the world of injection molding today.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, how to keep things hot and efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, minimizing that heat loss during the process.
Right.
We've got some really cool excerpts from a technical article called How Can You Effectively Control Heat Loss During Injection Molding?
Okay.
This should be interesting, whether you're, you know, a manufacturing expert or just fascinated by how everyday things are made.
Yeah.
This deep dive is a peek into how we get both quality and efficiency.
Right.
So let's unpack this, starting with the machines themselves.
Yeah, the machines. The injection molding machines, they're key for minimizing heat loss.
Okay.
It's all about optimizing the design and how they work.
So it's like making sure your oven isn't just leaking heat all over the kitchen when you're trying to bake.
Yeah.
But we're talking about industrial-grade ovens here.
Exactly. You don't want your oven wasting energy, right?
Yeah.
A well-designed injection molding machine keeps that heat focused right where it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
And one way to do that is through electromagnetic heating.
Electromagnetic heating. Okay, that sounds pretty high-tech. What's the advantage there?
Well, think of it like this. Electromagnetic heating is like a super-focused laser beam of heat just zapping the plastic directly. Traditional methods, they're more like using a broad flame.
Okay.
With electromagnetic heating, you get fast heating and incredible energy efficiency, sometimes up to 90% utilization.
Wow, 90%. That's amazing.
Less wasted heat, lower energy bills.
And good for the environment, too.
Yeah, smaller carbon footprint.
But what about insulation? That's got to be a big factor, right?
Oh, absolutely. High quality insulation. It's like a thermal blanket wrapped around those key parts of the machine. Barrels, nozzles, you name it.
Got it.
So putting a cozy on your teapot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keeps that heat from escaping.
I like that.
Ensures it all goes into that molding process.
Okay, so we've got this super efficient machine all bundled up.
Yeah.
Do we just set it and forget it?
Not quite. Just like any high-performance machine, maintenance is key. We need to make sure those heating elements are in top shape. Replace worn-out parts. Keep it all clean.
Makes sense.
You know, dust and grime can actually act like insulation in the wrong places.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it disrupts the heat flow and messes up the whole process.
Well, it's like making sure your car's engine is clean and tuned.
Exactly. A little preventative maintenance goes a long way.
Okay, so beyond the machine itself, what about what goes inside it? I mean, the mold is where the magic happens.
You're absolutely right. The mold design, it has a huge impact on how efficient things are thermally.
Right.
If we don't get that right, we could lose a lot of heat and end up with a bad product.
So let's get into mold design. What are we looking at here?
One of the most important things is how the flow channels are designed.
Okay.
You know, the pathways the melted plastic takes through the mold. Huh. Think of it like designing roads.
Great.
You want the most direct route possible.
Makes sense.
So shorter, straighter channels mean less distance for that melted plastic to travel, which means less heat loss.
So like choosing the most fuel-efficient route on your GPS, avoiding those detours.
Exactly. Less distance, less heat loss, more efficiency.
Makes sense. But what about the mold material itself? Does that matter?
Oh, it absolutely does. Different materials have different thermal properties, you sure. know, like how different cooking pots conduct heat differently.
I see.
For injection molds, we often use certain types of steel, like P20 steel.
Okay.
They offer the ideal balance of thermal conductivity and wear resistance.
Break that down for me. What's special about P20 steel?
It's like the Goldilocks material for injection molds.
Okay.
Conducts heat really well, transferring it efficiently to the plastic.
Right.
And it's incredibly durable.
Oh, wow.
Stands up to those high temperatures and pressures without wearing down quickly.
That's important.
Means a longer lifespan for the mold, saves money and resources in the long run.
So it's about that balance, transferring heat to the plastic while keeping the mold itself from becoming a heat sink.
You got it. And to make it even better, we can use special insulation coatings on the mold.
Oh, interesting.
Think of them like tiny mirrors reflecting heat back into the mold.
Okay.
So it's like another layer of thermal protection directly on the mold itself.
So for larger molds, that must be really important, right?
Absolutely. Larger molds are like giant radiators trying to shed heat.
I can imagine.
These coatings help with that, keeping the heat focused where it's needed.
Right, inside the mold.
Yeah, shaping the plastic. And for really big molds, we sometimes even use extra heating systems.
Really?
Like heating rods or plates placed right inside the mold.
Wow.
They provide extra heat to make sure the temperature is consistent throughout, even in those hard-to-reach areas.
So it's like having a backup heating system in there, just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
So the mold design, from the channels to the material to the coatings, it's all about managing that heat.
It's all connected. And that's just the beginning. There are all sorts of process control techniques, too.
Okay, so we've tackled the machines and the molds. What's next?
Process control. It's all about fine-tuning every step to minimize waste and maximize quality.
Okay.
One of the most important things is controlling that injection temperature.
Right, how hot the plastic is.
Exactly. Finding that sweet spot for the specific plastic.
Yeah.
Hot enough to flow, but not so hot that it breaks down.
Like finding that balance.
Yeah, just like we talked about with the mold material.
Too hot, it's bad.
Yeah.
Too cold, and it won't flow.
Exactly.
So what else can we adjust during the process?
Injection speed and pressure are crucial too.
Okay.
It's about getting the melted plastic where it needs to go quickly and efficiently,
Right.
but not so fast that we mess up the part or create too much heat.
I see.
Finding that sweet spot between speed and precision.
It seems like balance and precision are key in every part of
You're
this.
catching on. It's about finding that perfect setting for every parameter. Temperature, speed, pressure, everything.
Wow.
That's where the art and science of injection molding really come together.
That's cool.
But there's one more thing about process control that might surprise you.
Oh, what's that?
It's about synchronizing the process with the environment.
Wait, syncing with the environment. We're talking about outside the machine now.
Exactly. The environment the injection molding happens in actually plays a big role in heat management.
Really?
Think about it. If the temperature in the factory is all over the place,
Right.
it's going to impact the machines and the molds, making it much harder to control the heat.
Ah, so it's like trying to keep your coffee warm on a windy day.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
The wind just steals the heat away.
And we don't want that.
No, we don't. So we need to create a stable environment for injection molding.
I see.
It might mean things like insulating the factory,
Oh, wow.
climate control systems to manage the temperature and humidity,
Okay.
even positioning the machines to avoid drafts.
So it's like creating a perfect little microclimate for injection molding.
Precisely. This kind of environmental control is crucial when we're working with delicate materials or parts that need to be really precise.
Right, I can see that.
Any changes in temperature or humidity can affect the final product.
So injection molding is like a delicate ecosystem. Everything interacts.
You got it. To really master heat management, we need to understand and optimize all these elements working together.
This is fascinating. We've covered a lot, but I'm guessing there's more.
You're right. There's one more environmental factor to consider.
Oh, what's that?
It's about how the air itself moves around the machines. Airflow.
Airflow, huh? Okay, I'm listening.
Imagine your hot cup of coffee and a gust of wind blows by.
My coffee's gonna get cold really fast.
Exactly. It's the same with injection molding. Strong air currents steal heat away from the machines and molds,
Oh, wow.
messes up that temperature balance we've worked so hard to create.
So even a drafty window can be a problem.
Absolutely. So we need to manage the airflow in the factory.
I see.
We can do things like putting up barriers to redirect the airflow, like a protective bubble around the machines.
Interesting.
It's about balancing ventilation, which is important for safety and air quality,
Well,
right? With minimizing heat loss from drafts.
finding that sweet spot again.
Exactly.
This is all so intricate. Every detail
It
matters.
does. But before we dive into the next layer, let's recap what we've learned.
Good idea. So we started with the machines themselves,
Right.
choosing the right heating system, like that electromagnetic heating,
Yeah.
and using great insulation to keep all that heat in.
Like a high-tech blanket. And don't forget
Of
maintenance.
course, keeping it all clean and running smoothly.
Then we talked about the mold itself.
Right, how the channels are designed, what it's made of.
Like P20 steel.
Yeah, and those special insulation coatings.
And for the really big molds, those auxiliary heating systems.
Like a backup heater, keeping those corners warm.
Exactly. And then we moved on to the actual injection molding process itself.
Right, controlling the temperature, the speed, the pressure.
And even sinking with the environment.
Oh, yeah, creating that perfect little microclimate in the factory.
And we can't forget about managing that airflow.
Right, stopping those drafts.
So many elements working together.
It's amazing. Injection molding seems way more complex than I realized.
It's a fascinating process.
Every plastic object I see now is going to seem different.
I bet. But we're not done yet. There's more to explore.
Okay, I'm ready for more. Let's keep diving in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we've covered the machines and the molds and the whole process and even the environment. It's
Yeah.
like we've built this perfect little injection molding world. But are we missing something?
Well, there's one crucial element we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, what's that?
The human element.
Of course. The people who make it all happen.
Exactly. The skilled workers, the engineers, the technicians,
Right.
they're the ones designing those intricate molds, fine-tuning those machines, monitoring everything.
And they make sure it all runs smoothly.
Yeah, we could have all the technology in the world, But without those skilled hands and minds, it's just metal and plastic.
So it's not just about automation.
No.
It's about the artistry, the experience, the deep understanding of how it all works.
Exactly. Think about it. Who decides the perfect temperature for a certain plastic? Who tweaks the pressure to get a perfect part?
It's the people on the front lines.
Yeah, they bring that judgment and intuition you can't get from a machine.
That's so true. It's easy to focus on the technology, but ultimately it's the people who make the difference.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to invest in training and education for these skilled workers.
I agree.
We need to empower them with the knowledge and skills to not just run the machines, but to really understand the process.
So they can spot problems, come up with improvements, push the boundary.
Exactly. They're the ones who can take it to the next level.
This is making me appreciate the people behind all these everyday objects so much more.
It's a true collaboration between human skill and technology.
I love that.
But, you know, there's another tool that can help us with heat management even more.
Really? We haven't covered it all yet.
Not quite. We've got data analysis.
Data analysis. Okay, so now we're talking numbers.
Exactly. In today's world of smart manufacturing, data is everything.
I can see that.
By collecting and analyzing data from the entire process, we can learn so much about optimizing heat management.
Okay, give me an example. What kind of data are we talking about?
Imagine sensors all over the machines and molds, constantly tracking things like temperature, pressure, energy use, cycle times.
Okay.
All that data goes into powerful software that analyzes it in real time.
Wow.
It's looking for patterns, trends, anything unusual.
So like a team of detectives looking for clues.
Exactly. For example, the software might notice a small increase in energy use during a certain part of the cycle.
Okay.
That could mean a heating element is wearing out, or there's a blockage causing friction and heat.
Ah, I see.
By finding these issues early, we can fix them before they become big
That
problems.
saves energy, reduces waste, makes the equipment last longer.
Exactly. It's not just about reacting to problems, it's about preventing them in the first place.
That's really smart.
And the best part about data analysis is that it's constantly improving.
How so?
The more data we collect, the smarter the algorithms get.
Ah, so it's learning all the time.
Exactly. And the better we get at optimizing the whole process.
It's like having a virtual consultant making tiny adjustments behind the scenes to keep everything running perfectly.
That's a great way to put it. And all this data analysis benefits everyone.
How so?
By using less energy and creating less waste, we can lower costs, make better products, and be more sustainable.
That's amazing. Data analysis isn't just a tool, it's like a force for good in manufacturing.
It's definitely a game changer, and as the technology gets even better, I think we'll see even more incredible uses for it.
This is really eye-opening. It's amazing how something as simple as heat management can lead to all these bigger ideas.
It's true. It all comes back to that idea that innovation never stops.
I like that.
Whether it's improving existing techniques or finding completely new approaches, we're always looking for ways to make things better.
And that's what keeps manufacturing moving forward.
Absolutely. But you know, we haven't talked about one really important aspect yet.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Not quite. We need to talk about ethics. Ethics. Okay, so now we're getting philosophical.
We've talked about the technical stuff, but we also need to think about the ethical considerations of injection molding.
Okay, I'm listening.
For example, there's the issue of environmental responsibility.
Right, making sure we're not harming the planet.
Exactly. Injection molding uses a lot of energy and creates waste, so we have a responsibility to minimize our impact.
So it's not just about making things efficiently, it's about making them responsibly too.
Absolutely. We need to think about the long-term effects of what we're doing.
That makes sense.
But it's not just the environment. We also need to consider the materials we use and the products we create.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, we need to make sure the plastics we use are safe for people and the environment.
Right, because some plastics can have harmful chemicals.
Exactly. We need to choose materials that won't leach into food or water or cause problems when they're disposed of.
So we're talking about the whole life cycle of a product, from start to finish.
Yeah, from raw materials to manufacturing to disposal or recycling.
We need to make sure we're not creating products that are dangerous or harmful.
That's right. And it requires a lot of knowledge about materials, toxicology, and regulations.
It's more complex than I realized.
But ethical considerations go beyond just materials. They also apply to how we design products.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, think about it. We have the power to create products that can either help people or potentially hurt them.
Right, I can see that.
We can make things that last a long time or things that break quickly and end up in a landfill.
It's about making responsible choices.
Exactly. We need to think about the impact our products will have, not just how they look or how they work.
So it's about a holistic approach to design, considering the whole picture.
That's right. And that's where the human element comes in again.
Ah, because it's people making these decisions.
Exactly. We need engineers and designers who are not just skilled, but also ethical.
They need to have a moral compass?
Yes. They're the ones who can help us use manufacturing to create a better world.
This is really making me think. It's amazing how we've gone from talking about heat loss to talking about the future of the planet.
It's all connected, isn't it?
This has been incredibly insightful. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too. It's been great exploring these ideas with you.
But before we move on, let's make sure we haven't missed anything.
Okay.
We've covered the machines, the molds, the process, the environment, the human element, data analysis, even the ethics of it all.
I think we've got it all covered.
Okay, good.
But you know, there's one more interesting angle we could look at.
Oh, tell me more.
We've talked a lot about minimizing heat loss, but what if we actually used heat strategically?
Strategically, what do you mean?
Well, heat is energy, right? And we can harness that energy to do specific things.
Okay, I'm following.
In injection molding, we could use heat to preheat certain parts of the mold or control how fast the plastic cools down.
I see.
That can change the properties of the final product.
So we're not just trying to prevent heat loss, we're actually manipulating it.
Exactly. It's about controlling the flow of heat to get the results we want.
Wow, that's a whole new level of control.
And as we learn more about heat and materials, I think we'll find even more ways to use heat as a tool.
So it's not just about efficiency anymore. It's about using heat to create new possibilities.
That's a great way to put it. It's a really exciting area of research and development.
This is blowing my mind. Injection molding is so much more than just making plastic things.
It's a fascinating field, full of potential.
This has been an incredible journey. We've gone from the basics to some really advanced concepts.
It's been a great discussion.
I feel like I have a whole new understanding of how things are made.
Me too. It's amazing what you can learn when you start digging deeper.
So before we wrap up, what's the one big idea you want people to take away from all of this?
I think the most important thing to remember is that innovation never stops.
That's a good one.
We're always trying to find better, more efficient, more sustainable ways to do things.
It's a constant process of improvement.
Exactly. And it takes collaboration, creativity, and a willingness to think outside the box.
I love that. It's a reminder that we can always make things better, even in a field like injection molding.
Absolutely. And it's a challenge for all of us to be more mindful of the choices we make and to push for a more sustainable future.
This has been an amazing deep dive. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us.
It's been my pleasure. It's great to see people interested in this kind of stuff.
But before we say goodbye, I want to leave our listeners with a little challenge.
A challenge. Okay, I like it.
Next time you pick up something made of plastic, anything really.
Okay.
Take a minute to think about how it got there.
Yeah.
All the materials, the energy, the skill, the technology that went into making it.
It's easy to take it for granted.
Exactly. And then ask yourself, how could we make it even better?
That's a great challenge. It makes you think about the whole system.
And it reminds us that we all have a role to play in creating a more sustainable future.
Absolutely.
This has been an incredible conversation. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
And to all our listeners, stay curious. It's amazing how much there is to talk about with just plastic. We've gone from heat loss to, like, the big ethical questions.
Yeah, it's really interesting how even something like injection molding makes you think about those bigger issues.
Right, like sustainability and what we're doing to the planet. But before we get too deep into that, what about the future of injection molding itself?
Oh, there's always something new happening in this field.
I bet, especially with heat management.
One thing that has a ton of potential is AI, artificial intelligence, and machine learning.
AI, okay, like super smart computers?
Exactly. Imagine a system that's constantly analyzing data, making tiny adjustments to optimize the whole heat management process.
So the machines are learning how to be more efficient?
In a way, yes. They could predict heat loss before it even happens.
That's wild.
They'd be looking at data from the machines, the molds, the environment, even past production runs.
Wow, so much information.
And using all that to constantly fine-tune things.
It's like having a heat management expert built right into the system.
That's a great way to put it. But it's not just about AI. There are also new materials and manufacturing techniques.
Okay, like what?
Material science is always moving forward.
Right.
We're seeing some really cool new materials with incredible thermal properties.
So they conduct heat better.
Even better. For example, there are composite materials that are super conductive, but also lighter and stronger.
Wow, so you get a better mold that's also easier to work with?
Exactly. Less waste, faster production.
And you mentioned new manufacturing techniques.
Yeah, one that's really changing things up is additive manufacturing, also called 3D printing.
3D printing, you mean for making the molds
You
themselves?
got it. It's becoming more and more common, and it could totally revolutionize how we manage heat in injection molding.
Okay, I'm definitely curious about this.
Yeah.
How does 3D printing change things?
Well, with 3D printing, we can create incredibly complex mold designs, things you could never make with traditional methods.
More intricate shapes and channels.
Exactly. Think about those flow channels we talked about. We can optimize them perfectly,
Right.
creating really smooth pathways for the melted plastic, less friction, more even heat distribution.
So it's not just straight lines anymore. You can have curves, spirals, anything you can imagine.
Absolutely. It opens up so many possibilities for managing the heat. We can put cooling channels in specific spots, even integrate heating elements right into the mold.
So it's like custom tailoring the heat flow for each part.
That's a great way to put it. And as 3D printing gets better and cheaper, I think we're going to
Wow.
see some amazing innovations in mold design.
I can't even imagine what they'll come up with next. This has been an incredible deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
We've covered so much.
From basic heat loss to AI and 3D printing.
It's mind-blowing how much there is to know about just making plastic
It
things.
really shows how everything's connected. One idea leads to another.
For sure. And it's a good reminder to always be curious, always be open to new ideas.
Absolutely. So, as we wrap things up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
That's a good question.
I think the most important takeaway is that innovation never stops.
Right, we're always pushing forward.
We're always looking for ways to make things better, more efficient, more sustainable.
It's a continuous process.
Exactly. And it takes all of us working together, being creative, and challenging the way things have always been done.
That's a great message. Even in a field like injection molding, there's always room for improvement.
Absolutely. It's a challenge to be more mindful, to make choices that help create a better future.
I couldn't agree more. This has been an awesome conversation. Thank you so much for sharing all this with us.
My pleasure. It's been fun talking about this stuff with you.
And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of injection molding. We'll see you next time. Keep those minds curious.